back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and last night I was in more pain than I've been in physical pain in ages. It used to be years ago I would have trouble with the upper part of my legs in front, with just there would be a pain. And about 10 years ago, I did some experiments. And I found that because I checked various anecdotal evidence, you know, not what the medical community defines, but various anecdotal evidence, and some people talked about how a glass of wine took care of these kind of pains. So I tried it. And the issue is, I tried it. It did. The pains disappeared. And then I said, okay, am I fooling myself? So I stopped for a couple of weeks. The pains came back. And then started again. Pains went away. And from that point on, I was drinking basically one glass, occasionally two glasses of wine a day. That's it. You know, because I have no interest in, and it takes me about an hour to drink a glass of wine. But because, you know, it's actually quite good. It's quite good, especially with particular foods. But because of financial difficulties, I stopped. And I don't know if it's finally, because there's been a little bit of pain. I just don't know if it just enough was enough and it says, okay, we're back. Because it came back with a vengeance. And the issue is, it also may be the weather's gotten cooler or things of that nature. So those factors could weigh into it. But I was in pain. And I had a horrible night's sleep, really horrible night's sleep. I just could, you know, it was, I was just in pain all night. And what I thought about is, what about my wife? If she has physical pain, what does she do? You know, it used to be that when issues occurred with her physically, there was a man who was there. Specifically, me. You know, it was obvious, for example, in the case of the birth of our kids. You know, whatever I could do, I was there. She's my lady. You know, I'm a klutz. That's true. But still, she's my lady. And I did what I could. So I've wondered, because I'll leave you the link to a video of September 9th, 2016. When I was living at Daybreak, I was living in one of these one-room apartments, living there for, unfortunately, a long time, years. And they expanded to a building that was, because it used to be a Howard Johnson or something of that nature. It was shut down and turned into this extended stay. And the one of the buildings at the end, it was never converted over, and they finally did. And I decided, okay, this tiny room, it gets to your head. So I moved to a bigger room. You know, it was actually one room with a separate bedroom. There turned out to be issues, but the one irony was, because of the location, I was next to an equipment room. I had the biggest room in the facility, but again, there were problems, and I left there, moved here, what, 8 years ago, 6 years ago, and I really like this place better, because obviously I have even more room, and the important thing, I look out my windows and I see trees. That's a really big deal. But when I moved to that room 420, which I found out later, the 420 has a significance, because apparently 420 was 20 minutes after 4 in the afternoon was the time, I think that's what it was, the time that people would get together to smoke pot or something of that nature. So the number 420 has that significance. There was some golfing tournament, whatever, called 420. you know, so it has that significance. And of course, then I had room 420. But so it was bigger, which was so much nicer. But it gave me, I figured, you know, by 2016, my wife doesn't love me. You know, that was obvious. But in going through unpacking stuff, because I figured I was going to be there a while, I found my wife's watch, a watch that I got for her a long time ago. And going back to the pain thing, my assumption is somewhere in 2017 or maybe even in 2016, she was involved in a car accident. And I think some of the pictures, I don't get the pictures. I don't try to go on. She apparently is using Facebook and things of that nature. I don't go on that simply because it hurts. And of course, I don't do Facebook. So, I did get a picture from January 28th of 2017, where she's apparently at a restaurant. My assumption is this is Lexington. With one of her sons, Walter, maybe Zadok. I don't know. I think it's probably Walter. I don't know. He's just my son. But what you can see is two things. One, apparently she's wearing the watch. So, you know, it encourages me that I'm glad I sent her the watch, if indeed that's it, because it sure looks like it. Of course, I never heard. Dead silence from the woman who committed her life to me. I never heard. But my guess is she's wearing that watch. The other thing you can see in that photo, and I have another one, but she had some kind of injury in her hand. This apparently is related to a car accident. So, you know, when I look at that, because one of the other pictures looks really uncomfortable. Who would have been the ideal person to take care of her during the time of the accident, during the time of the immediate recovery, and then apparently this was a long-term recovery? Who would have been the best person to help her? Why? I think it would have been me. And she denied that. She said no to it. And it hurts. But one of the things I did today is I did take an 8-mile hike. And it was really slow. Really slow. It really, that bothered me because I had such a poor night's sleep. I had no energy. And one of the things that occurred to me when I was walking down the greenway, I met a gentleman who riding his bike, and I would buy blueberries from him at the farmer's market. We talked a moment. He asked, "Going back up, Big Frog?" And he apparently is heading up to Colorado wintertime to do some hiking. I don't know if he's going to go on a bike, because I usually see him on a bike, or he's going to actually walk. I don't know. I should have asked, but you know, I make a mistake. But one of the things I've been thinking about is I'm down to, 71 days left. You know, almost 930,000 jumping jacks done. And the way I felt today is there's a real possibility I won't make it. That kind of bothers me. The good news is what I did is I went and got a bottle of wine. I buy a particular wine. It's it's organic. It's dry red wine. So, you know, not sweet or anything of the nature. I've enjoyed that particular one for years. And the good news is it's relatively cheap, $12. And I got home and I had a glass almost immediately. And part of it may have been psychological, but almost immediately the pain went. And some hours later, it did come back. But it seems that there is indeed the correlation. So the question is, hopefully, I think I will do a second glass today and have, I hope, a good night's sleep compared to yesterday. Oh, that was horrible. I did actually come back, had the glass of wine, and took a 2-hour nap. I mean, that was ridiculous. But, you know, this is the thing I did because obviously there's no one else I can deal with. What does my wife do? She committed her life to a man who unambiguously loves her. When a problem comes up, like apparently this accident, she says no. When her husband sends her a watch, she doesn't even acknowledge it. I once sent her, because I was reminded when I looked at the watch, I used to do different other kind of, the videos were very different. But one of the things was, I did things like, I sent her once a cell phone. Simply, here's a cell phone, 1 month paid, whatever, call me. No acknowledgement. Other thing was, I sent her once I do enjoy tea. I've enjoyed tea for many, many years. When we were together, I was enjoying tea. And I found from the company I get tea from, they have what they call the flowering tea. A teapot, you put it, the kind of a, it's basically a flower, into the, and, you know, put the hot water and so forth, and it kind of blooms. And I thought that was neat. It's kind of, you know, it was just neat. And they had, I don't know, a deal, a special or whatever. And I thought, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get one. And I sent it to my wife and said, set this aside. And if we reconcile, let's have the tea together. Obviously, of course we don't go there. But the irony is, I have a I also have a photo of my wife. I'll have to include that too, from 2018, which. So a good bit after this, all the various events, and it's, again, I got it on Facebook. It is, Rachel, Tirza, my wife, and Carol, sister-in-law. Rachel is Dorothy Jane's sister. Tirza, of course, is my kid. And they were at the Weathervane Winery. My guess is that's there in Lexington. The irony is, my wife and I, we were basically teetotalers, and obviously now I've started to drink wine, and apparently, I'm guessing so is she. But anyway, it's been a problem. I miss these people. I miss these people terribly. It's my family. The other thing is, I've been working on, my problem is I'm working on basically what, four fronts. The technology, I'm, you know, the software guy. The marketing of it, the documentation of it, yeah, and kind of the business management of it. It's too much. It's way too much. I've been seeking others to come along with me, especially, and I have done the idea for principal or profit. And had a little, see, the problem is I haven't connected with the right person yet who says, yes, I understand this. It seems that I heard secondarily somebody said that, you know, the art on the website is so 1990s. And one of the things that reminded me of, is my focus has been the technology, because I want to get the technology right before the art, the user interface and whatnot. Because again, you know, for some people, this is serious business. And it's just remembering, because when I heard the comment about the art, I remembered, you know, I was working with Aranet in Chattanooga. And again, my focus was, let me get the technology right so I can deliver what you have, what you want, because we had a contract with a bonus at the end. And we had the meeting to show progress. And I said, here's the tools. You can see the data. And it's, but where's the user interface? Where's the fancy, this looks cool stuff? And that was probably one of the fundamental things that caused the demise of that relationship, and the contract did not complete. But, you know, I had two concerns. One was one particular gentleman, just the interaction with him was kind of like, I'm concerned about his character. And I've mentioned before the one day I was, because I was typically remote, one day I was in their office looking at the data and, you know, looking at it and said, this is so, because again, there's the contrast. When I did the data set and I showed it to a gentleman who was a, you know, a manager, and he looked at the data and I remember he said, because, you know, he said something like, I love you. This is beautiful. Because it was easy to see the data that you wanted to see. Because that was not the norm there. Because when I looked at the data sets there, really, really confusing. And there was the one day I was sitting in there looking through the data in order to see what, and it came to mind, this was not incompetence. This was objective. And what would be the objective? To hide the fact, the plausible deniability, to hide the fact that you have the data. And I said, okay, I could see that. And then, of course, some weeks, whatever, later, the relationship ended. And then the irony was, several years later, I found out about the busting the man in the middle, I'll leave that too. It was called Busting the Man in the Middle, about Ohio vote rigging. Anyway, there was a gentleman busting the man in the middle in the Ohio vote rigging. He did a video in 2008, and I've got it. And so now it's, as of, you know, it's now linked on the page. And what he did is he demonstrated the technique used for the 2004 presidential election. to show how the election was stolen. How was it stolen? It was stolen by all they had to do was win Ohio. So just like, very similar to the 2020 election, you know, suddenly a whole bunch of states started in one direction and ended up in another. Same thing happened in Ohio. Started that Kerry was winning, and then suddenly Bush came ahead in the middle of the night. What happened? Apparently, the data centers, the system that was telling the votes in Ohio, went down for whatever reason. And they ended up using the backup data center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at AirNet. And suddenly, AirNet, who is directly affiliated with the Republican National Committee, I mean, again, one day I had the family there for a Christmas party, said, "This is John McCain's web server," you know, in their data center. They're very tied to the Republican National Committee. So would they have had a reason to do this? Perhaps. But Spinamore explains how it was done. And I said, even in my intro series when I described this, that's how it was done. Because I can see in the data set when I was there. And of course, what I saw was years afterwards. So obviously, I have no direct knowledge. I have only indirect. So I would suggest what he's pointing to is exactly right. But anyway, there's so much. I'm in pain. I was in pain. I had a terrible night's sleep. I did have a nap this afternoon. I do think I am going to have a second glass of wine, really get carried away today, and have, hopefully, Lord willing, a good night's sleep. Wow, what a mess. But anyway, I feel I'm rambling. This lady that was injured, I think she's awfully cute. I love that smile. I love that smile. Boy, do I love that smile. I'm rambling. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.